Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Word of God brings results. It always brings results. And whatever God has promised that you find in the Bible, God will perform it for you according to His will and His plan if you believe. So many things that God wants to do in our lives are connected to whether we believe or not. But know this about God. Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man, so He doesn't lie. He's not the Son of Man, so He doesn't change His mind. If He said it, He will do it. If He's spoken it, it will be fulfilled. So you can rely on the Word of God. You can count on the Word of God. If God's Word says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you were healed. Guess what? You are healed. You just have to accept it and believe it and keep saying it. Quote the Word of God. The Bible says God's Word is truth and life. They're not just words. They have power, spiritual power, miracle-working power. As you trust God, as you believe, as you say it, God will cause it to come to pass. So how can we develop miracle-working faith? Number one, we need to establish a covenant relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I mentioned this early in the service. Whatever God does, it's by relationship. God is not Santa Claus. God establishes relationships by covenant, where He is willing to fulfill certain promises, but you must also fulfill promises to Him. The closest thing we have to covenant to understand today is marriage. When you stood up before the justice of the peace or the pastor or whoever spoke to you as you were getting married, He asked both parties to say something, and they had to make promises to each other. By the way, they are legally binding promises. Some people know that because when you get a divorce, you have to pay some money because you're breaking those promises. See, God is a God of covenant. And for you to develop miracle-working faith, you must have a covenant with God. And it has to be through Jesus Christ. In John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me. In Hebrews 12 and 24, it says, Jesus is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people. And the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness. See, the Bible tells us that when Adam sinned, all humanity was sentenced to spiritual, physical, and eternal death. What a mess. Romans chapter 5 and 12 says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for then everyone sinned. In Romans chapter 6 and 23, though, it gives us hope. It says, the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everything we receive from God comes through Jesus Christ. That's because He paid the price for our sins. In 1 Timothy 2 and 5, it talks about Jesus paying the price. It says, for there is but one God and but one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as the redemption price for all of us. Can we pause and give God a hand of praise? Give Jesus a hand of praise for doing that? You see, Jesus, he died on the cross in our place. And for everyone who accepts him as Savior and Lord, he forgives us of our sins. And we're born again. We're in covenant with God. Our covenant is a covenant of healing and deliverance and blessing and favor. And if you're not living that life and you call yourself a Christian, you need to check out what the Word of God says. In Acts chapter 2 and 21, it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that word saved there in the original language is sozo. It means healed and to make whole. Once again, God wants you healed. He wants you whole. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, Christ himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. This is turning out to be a healing message today. Let me give you number two. Remember to ask God the Father in the name of Jesus for miracles. Use the name of Jesus for miracles. In John 16 and 23, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. You will ask the Father directly and he will grant you your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before, but now ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. The Bible says in Mark 16 and 17, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. When they use the power and the authority of my name, they will cast out evil spirits. They will place their hands on sick people and they will recover. Miracles happen through the name of Jesus. Demons tremble when they hear the name of Jesus. But miracles happen when you use the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, make time daily to read, to study, and to obey God's word. We're talking about developing miracles, miracle faith in our lives. We're going to all need a miracle, or you're going to know somebody who needs a miracle. It's not the time to read up on that when you have to pray. You've got to be prepared. You have to know, how do I receive a miracle? How do I develop this type of faith within me? Well, make time daily to read, study, and obey God's word. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, which means you must study the word. You must read the word because that's how faith comes. In Romans 1 and 17, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. You must live by faith if you want to develop miracle-working faith. You got to live by faith. Number four, you got to speak to your circumstances in faith in Jesus' name. Now, we're getting into the supernatural. Because people talking to things may make you feel strange. But one day Jesus, he was going into the city and he spoke to a tree. He spoke to a tree and he says, figs will no longer grow on you. And the next day, Peter and the other disciples were with Jesus and they came by and they saw that the tree had withered up from the roots. And they said, Lord, the tree that you spoke to, it died at the root. Jesus said, yeah, I just have the faith of God. Just have the faith of God. In Mark chapter 11, 22. See, folks, we demonstrate God's faith by saying what we expect and we don't doubt the outcome. That's what Jesus said. He said, from henceforth, no more fruit on you. And he says, have the faith of God. Expect what you say to take place. Now, we're talking about the realm of the spirit here, folks. have God's faith. Well, what does that mean? In Hebrews chapter 11, 3, it explains. Basically, it is by faith we understand that the whole world was made by God's command. Now listen to this. So what we see was made from or by something that cannot be seen. I'm going to read that again. It is by faith we understand that the whole world was made by God's command. So what we see was made by something that cannot be seen. Something exists that cannot be seen. And that's how God created everything. In other words, folks, there is a realm that cannot be seen, filled with supernatural resources that are only released by faith. Do you have faith to release the supernatural resources for your life that cannot be seen? Because that's what Jesus says. Have that type of faith. And then he goes on to explain in verse 23. He said, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be taken up and put into the sea. And if you have no doubt in your heart, but you have faith that whatever you say will come about, you shall have what you say. I'm in the supernatural, folks. Come join me. Come join me and let's follow what the Spirit is saying through the Savior. Whoever says to the mountains of difficulty in their life, be taken up and removed, and has no doubt in their heart, but has faith that what he says will come about, he will have it. Folks, your doubt is the greatest hindrance to developing miracle-working faith.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our week of consecration and prophetic ministry, January 22nd through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
James chapter 1 and 6 says, ask in faith and have no doubts. It says, for he who has doubts is like the surge of the sea driven by the wind and tossed by the spray. Any person of that sort must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. See, you must expect to see what you believe. This is what Jesus is saying. And then verse 24, he says, for this reason I say to you, whatever you make a request in prayer for, have faith that it has been given to you. Don't wait for it to be in your hand. Once you pray, you say, thank you, God, I've got it. And begin to look for it with expectation, Jesus said, because then you'll have it. Now, the disciples, his own disciples, were challenged by this. They were challenged by doubt when things didn't happen the way they thought they should happen. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 17 and 20. He told the disciples, when you ask, believe that it will happen. They said, Lord, we asked and the miracle didn't happen. He said, because you have so little faith. And then he said, I guarantee this truth. If your faith is the size of a mustard seed, that's the smallest seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. When you have faith that refuses to give up, your mountains will move. Whatever the opposition coming against your life, if you have faith through the name of Jesus Christ and you use the word of God, that situation is going to move. It's going to change. Folks, God wants us to start walking in the supernatural. See, faith is based upon believing God's word above our circumstances. Your faith confession can change your circumstances. Now, let me just say this. Faith does not deny the situation. Faith is deeper than the reality. It connects to the spirit realm where all things are possible. See, Jesus said, yes, for men, this is impossible. But for God, in the realm of the spirit, nothing is impossible. An aging pastor had just heard that he had cancer that had destroyed much of his kidneys. He was distraught and very downhearted about it. And quickly his wife said, cancer is just the name, and Jesus has a name above all names. Just the word of encouragement can change everything. He grabbed hold of that, and in the process of time, God healed that man completely, gave him two new kidneys. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. See, it may be impossible from a natural or a medical standpoint, but with God, all things are possible. Faith can supersede what we see. Faith is motivated by what we believe. The Bible says your belief will shape your outcome. I'm going to say that again. Faith can supersede what we see. Faith is motivated by what we believe. And the Bible says your belief will shape your outcome. And Mark 5:22, and I'm going to end with this, and we'll pick it up again next time. Jesus healed a little girl. One of the rulers of the synagogue came. His name was Jairus, and he saw Jesus. He fell down at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, lay your hands on her that she might be healed and live. So Jesus came with him. And as they were on the way, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter has died. Trouble the master no further. But as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, don't be afraid, only believe. Look at the person next to you and say, don't be afraid, only believe. Then Jesus stopped the crowd that was following him, and he didn't let them go any further. He only took Peter, James, and John. And when they got to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion, weeping and wailing. Now, at this point, Jairus, the father, could have stopped believing because of the natural circumstances. And many people would have done that. My daughter has died. Let's start making a funeral. Let's do the funeral arrangements. But folks, I want to let you know something. God's power can heal regardless of what the doctor says, regardless of what the medical report says. With God, it's never a hopeless situation. See, he only looks for faith to work a miracle. That's why Jesus said, don't be afraid. Only believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? Jared, do you believe? Yes, let's go to the house. As Jesus spoke, he changed the atmosphere in the room because his words entered the realm of the supernatural. Listen to what he said. He went inside the room and he asked, why all this commotion? Why all this weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only sleeping. Jesus brought doubt to what the people had already accepted as a fact. Jesus was demonstrating that faith has the power to even change death and produce a miracle. He did it at Lazarus's gravesite. He had been dead for days. And he went up to the tomb and he said, move the stone. And Mary said, what are you doing? He already stinks. He's been in there for days. Jesus said, didn't I say I was the resurrection and the life? Get out the way. But he's dead. Get out the way. But some of you allow your reasoning and your common sense to get in the way of your miracle. Because you stay in the natural realm and you haven't stepped in the realm of the spirit where all things are possible. If you want miracle working faith, you have got to step in the supernatural realm and say it's not the way it looks. It's not what you say, it's what the word of God says. And it's what I believe. Because what I believe will be my outcome. In my life, the Bible says the crowd laughed at Jesus. He made them all get out. Then he walked over to the child where she was laying. He took her hand. The Bible says he said, Talitha kum, which means little girl, get up. And guess what happened? The little girl got up. She was 12 years old, and immediately she began to walk around. Everybody was totally overwhelmed. They were totally amazed. But there is a resource in the realm of the spirit that only miracle faith can release for your life. This is why God wants you to develop miracle working faith in your life. Don't accept just what the natural says. Step in to the realm of the spirit and pull down miracles that God has waiting to give you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Miracle Working Faith. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and he is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep reading your Bible. go to church, and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.